Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here are headlines for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour and our own Alejandro Solana.
The sports update is brought to you by Local 10 News on WSFL TV 39 from 10 to 11 p.m. Get the same Local 10 News you know and trust 1 hour earlier. Tune in tonight on WSFL TV 39.
All right.
Day two of Dolphins minicamp took place today. More bad rain push practice into the bubble. But just a couple notes from some of the reporters who were out there today. Joe Shad of the Palm Beach Post joined us earlier this week. He wrote, Tua Tagovailoa is off to a strong start at today's mini-camp practice. Safa Dean of the Sun Sentinel, he wrote in the Sun Sentinel that Tua Tagovailoa rebounded from his 5-interception practice yesterday. So things seem to go much better at the final Davey practice in Miami Dolphins football history.
All right.
Oh.
Tomorrow they move to the stadium?
I believe so. Joe Shad tweeted out a picture a couple hours ago. Final Miami Dolphins practice at Nova Southeastern and Davie. Next stop, Miami Gardens, and it's him. It's Adam Beasley. Josh Tolentino of The Athletic, Safed Dean, Cameron Wolf, Dave Hyde is there, Omar Kelly. Omar, the only one in pants, I believe. Omar, the only one wearing pants today at
the
Dolphins media contingent.
All right. The what?
What's that?
Contingent. What'd I say? Contingent.
Yeah, I think he said contingent, but as long as he didn't do it intentionally, he goes, we were going to have another verb session. Verbiage session. WNBC. WNBC.
Bold move by Omar, though. Bold move, wearing pants.
Yeah,
it's pouring,
on a rainy, humid South Florida day. Now, I'm wearing jeans right now, but we're in an air-conditioned studio, and sometimes it's chilly in here. To be outside at Dolphins camp today in pants? Does he ever wear shorts? I know certain guys, they just never wear shorts.
I don't look at his legs that much, but I haven't seen him in many shorts through the years. Mm. You know what? He wears shorts out when him and Safed play on the beach together and stuff.
Say what?
Yeah, the Instagram stuff. Him and Safed go out on boats
play
and
on the
play
beach.
On the beach together.
You made it sound like Rocky and Apollo running down the beach.
That's what they do. They were just on the boat this weekend together.
I was picturing them making sandcastles.
Yeah, they're playing on the beach.
Yes. He sends out feet pictures. And you know I hate a foot picture.
All right, what else you got, Solana?
Yeah, that's a good call. Nobody likes a foot picture. Mm. Hawk does that. Sends me snaps with his foot in it. Nobody wants to see that.
What are you talking about? You're not even on Snapchat, and I don't know what he's talking about.
But I've seen foot your pictures. Feet in a picture before.
Yeah.
If I'm showing like the TV or something, and my foot happens to be up on a, that's not a foot picture.
Oh, it's a foot in there.
Well, stop staring at the photo like it's the Zapruder film, and look at what I'm sending you the picture of.
Put a sock on.
Why would I wear socks in my house?
You walk around barefoot.
Of course.
That's disgusting.
Oh. What?
House shoes.
House shoes?
You have to wear house shoes.
Who am I? Alice the Maid?
No, house shoes
house
for everybody.
Shoes?
You got to wear a house shoe.
House shoe? What am I, Mr. Belvedere?
No. No.
I'm putting on my house shoes.
You're a person that doesn't want to put your bottom nakedless foot, naked foot on a tile. Ugh.
It's my house.
You're going to get sick.
Yeah. Sick? Cold. From my feet?
Yeah, it's too cold on that marble. You have nice floors, too.
Cold on the marble? Man. Who am I talking to, Grandma?
My feet are dirty on the bottom.
Are you going to offer me a butterscotch candy in a second?
No, a root beer barrel. You're at the root
All right,
beer
go
barrel.
Ahead, Solana. What else do you have? We have to get to Tuan Russell.
That's a good question for Joe Zagacki tomorrow. Does he wear house shoes or does he walk around the house naked?
House shoes.
You got to wear house shoes.
Like what's a house shoe? A slipper?
Like a slipper or even just flip-flops, just something to cover your bare bottom foot.
Never in a million years. I love being barefoot. I walk outside barefoot. I rarely have. That's nasty. Okay.
Walking around just with bare feet. That's just nasty.
The way God intended.
And God made shoes too.
Some NBA news, just to recap. I'll run through them here. Kawhi Leonard out indefinitely with a knee injury. Could be, and the Clippers are hopeful that it's not, but he could be suffering from an ACL injury. We'll find out more, I'm sure, tomorrow. Chris Paul, he's sidelined indefinitely after entering health and safety protocols. Stan Van Gundy and Scott Brooks, they're both out as head coaches of their respective ex-franchises. And LaMelo Ball.
Stan Van Gundy, after just one season, one failed season with Zion Williamson.
LaMelo Ball named Rookie of the Year earlier today per Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN. And I'll show Jimmy Butler some love. He made the NBA's all-third team yesterday. And he also opted out of participating in the Tokyo Olympics with Team USA this summer. Man,
Jimmy Butler stealing all the NBA headlines.
I don't know about that one.
Los Marlins, they lost again today. They got swept by the Cardinals. Tonight in the NBA, Sixers, Hawks, 7:30 p.m. Is that line still 7 in favor of
Philadelphia? 7.5. It's actually gone up again. 7.5. Sixers, 7.5-point favorites over the Hawks. Hawks are good. I understand the Sixers are good. Hawks are good, too. I don't understand that line. It seems like a sucker's bet to me, which means that Philly's going to blow them out by 100.
I like the Hawks, but I might be the sucker.
Jazz Clippers follows that game at 10 p.m. tonight. No Mike Conley, and of course, no Kawhi Leonard.
All right.
And they're, 10-point
favorites? It's eight. Yeah.
That's a lot.
You know what? It's not enough. It's not enough to make me stop from taking Utah, though. I'd give 8.
Well, let's go. You won last night, baby.
I know. Well, Geltziler won last night.
Okay. Well, let's call Geltzis. Yeah. Appreciate you being honest.
I don't know what I would have done. Left to my own devices.
I'll text him.
Finally, guys, did you guys see this? American track and field star Shelby Houlihan. She won't make this summer's Olympics because she's been banned for testing positive for steroids, but she put out this whole Instagram post claiming it was a false positive caused by a pork burrito she ate from a food truck the night before.
Yeah, we saw that yesterday. Yeah. Crowder and I were talking about that off the air.
Don't you do that to my poke. This lady, what's her name?
Shelby Houlihan.
We're canceling burritos now? Is that what we're doing?
Shelby.
Canceling burritos?
You take PEDs and now you going to badmouth Pope and burritos?
Not on my watch.
No, son.
Shelby.
I'm here to tell Shelby. Pope don't give you steroids. Pope gives you deliciousness.
That whole story just to hear Crowder say Pope.
I mess with that swine now. That's my baby.
Weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Called 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. No joke. It's really bad weather in parts of South Florida. Just now, I was looking outside and strong winds, torrential downpour, and I saw people tweeting about downpours as well on I-95. So if you're out there driving right now, please drive safely. The lows tonight will get into the low 70s.
Yeah, very bad weather out there. Yeah. Please do drive safely. Jimmy, where's your ride to after work? Where do you live?
I live near American High, around that area.
Huh?
I live close to Miami Gardens.
Miami Gardens, okay.
There you go.
So can you drive safely today? You got the hands at the, what is it?
10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
All right, he'll be fine. Don't worry about Jimmy.
Jimmy,
why are you worried about Jimmy? Solana's
Jimmy got
fine.
A couple stops to make. Jim. I'm talking about it, baby.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.